Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each Monday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have come out of the Thanksgiving holiday, and one of the worries is that will be another super spreader event while New York hovers at 4.3% in terms of COVID-19 infection rate. And you have an update for us this morning as the whole country braces for this upsurge.
Governor Cuomo this weekend, again, sort of staying on point about his message that we're going to see the rate probably go up through the holiday season, which runs from now till roughly New Year's because of various things, people getting together, people more indoors because it's getting colder. But, you know, one angle on this that Newsday took a look at is that patients are much more likely to survive COVID than they were in the spring when the coronavirus surged. That's because of better treatments, a better understanding of the disease, and months of experience of caring for COVID-19 patients. And that's led to a decline in death rates. And what are some of those things that we're seeing? Things like doctors trying to deliver oxygen to a patient through the nose instead of using ventilators, because, of course, they've found that the use of ventilators can often be detrimental to a patient. They're also using different medications. Also, we've seen an NYU study of more than 5,000 hospitalizations and the mortality rate of patients dropping by about two-thirds from what we saw in the spring. So even though the number of patients hospitalized in November from November 1st to here the end of November has on a daily basis has sort of tripled, the silver lining on this is that the medical community feels like they've gotten a lot better at trying to care for patients. We have a quote from a doctor at Stony Brook Hospital saying it's definitely less frustrating and less scary now.
And then, of course, there's the schools in New York City and what we're seeing now, Yancey.
That's right. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that he would reopen public elementary schools. It's sort of an abrupt shift of the policy, but it also was welcomed on Sunday. You know, the city had basically been following a policy of if it had a 3% test positivity rate, it would close the school system. They've now rethought that and feeling that the infection rate in schools is not as high as they had feared. They're going to try to bring more students back, at least at the elementary level, and we'll see what happens at the higher grade level as things move on.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.